On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise. But if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear. Especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
You're listening to the best of the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day.
That was real smooth, guys.
Very, very. Congratulations on the smoothness.
Yeah, likewise.
Yes.
Likewise.
Shake. Yeah, we're shaking shake. Hands virtual virtually. Shake. We're shaking hands virtually.
Yes.
I am Xavier Woods.
And I am Big E.
And I am Kofi Kingston.
Yes. We together are your boys, the
New
If you've been a loyal listener for the what seems like the millennia we've been doing this podcast, you know that back in the spring we had a tournament and we determined the greatest television show of all time in regards to us.
What was the winner? Oh, Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Act like you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried to black that one out.
That's how I feel with five.
Sir.
Wow. Not like this.
How dare you?
Yeah. End your laughter.
It works.
We explained that to explain that this week and next week, we will be determining the greatest action movie of all time
ever.
And we have a special guest with us. You guys might know him as Dirty Dan, as Disgusting Dan.
Doo-doo Dan.
Doo-doo Dan, or even sometimes Deplorable Dan.
Mm. Or Dan Doo-doo.
Ooh, Deplorable Doo-doo Dan. I like that one. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce Dan Reichert to go over the rules of this 64 movie bracket.
Hello. I'm here to...
Damn, we were vibing. Damn, we had a vibe. And you just destroyed the whole vibe.
Hey, guys, I'm here too. Hi, I'm Dan.
Vibe destroyed.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I will be the impartial moderator for the greatest action movie of all time tournament, starring The New Day. Again, I am not part of these deliberations. I will only be offering up the bracket to these gentlemen who will, majority rules, will move on each movie of their choice to one final victor to determine the greatest action movie of all time. We have divisions this time. Now, most of these movies fit into the traditional action movie role. It's guns, explosions, car chases, grounded in some form of reality as we know it. That is going to be the entire left side of this bracket. That is 32 movies. And then we're going to move up here where we've got 16 sci-fi movies. Now, these are movies that are action movies first with sci-fi elements. So a Terminator, an Aliens, a Predator, movies that obviously include sci-fi elements, but first and foremost, you'd find them in the action section of a blockbuster. So that's why no Star Wars. Star Wars is a kind of fantasy sci-fi first with action elements. So certain big names you won't see on here. You won't see Rocky because that is a sports movie first before it's an action movie.
Also, we decided no war movies, right, as well?
Yes. Right, so big epics like Braveheart, Saving Private Ryan, movies that definitely have action elements. There's a certain, like, if a movie would be up for an Oscar, it's probably too serious for this tournament. So, you know, those big epics, typically we kept away from this bracket here. So all these movies probably have a little bit of stupidity or just over-the-top actionness to them. That's what we're going for here, the more traditional action movie vibe. So traditional, 32, 16, sci-fi. We've got 8, a little mini division here with martial arts. And then we have 8 that is kind of a miscellaneous and other at the end of movies that don't neatly fit into any of these categories. And as we move down this first episode, we are going to go through the first round. And then like last time, we will have a second episode where we whittle it down to determine the greatest action movie of all time. And I will be here as the impartial, unbiased moderator to keep things moving along. Gentlemen, are you ready?
I would like to say one thing.
Yes. Any questions about the rules or anything?
No, I would hope. I think things got a little dirty the last time around, where some decisions were made out of spite. Mm-hmm. And I hope we can be better than that. That's what I hope. You know,
yes.
We judge these films based on how we feel on their mm-hmm. merit mm-hmm. and that we don't single someone out, you know, just to hurt them, to cause them pain.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
I love that. I was actually thinking the same thing, and especially since we started this episode on such a chill vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's keep it that way. You know, we set the tone. I think we're all in agreement that, we can end the way we started.
Yes.
And for the record, no surprises here. No spicy chips. We're all in different locations right now. You guys have no spicy foods or anything to worry about. So this will just be an objective decision here by the end.
Integrity.
Yes.
In the tournament.
Intelligence.
All right. Are we ready to begin?
Let's begin.
You're not going to say an I?
E? Come on, E. Drop an I.
I.
And then I.
Like a pirate. What did you want? What did you want from me? I answered in the affirmative. Wasn't that enough?
I mean, you did. Okay. I said, okay.
All right. Round one begins. All right. Here we go. The Rock versus Eraser.
Ooh. I'm going to have to say Eraser. I'm going to have to say Eraser.
Oh!
And it's mainly because of that scene where there's like the nail gun, whatever, gets shot into like the house and they all come through and they stab him in the hand. My God. Any.
Ooh.
I haven't seen Eraser in so long, but man, Sean Connery. So the Rock. I'm going to go with The Rock.
I should have answered first. I should have answered first. Oh, no, not like
Exciting
this.
Vote.
So here, so can we give one good thing about each movie and then Kofi decides?
Yes, please do.
Sure. Okay, E, would you like to go first with The Rock or would you like me to go first with Eraser?
Yeah, I'll go with The Rock. Sean Connery, that's it. That's what I'm going with.
Strong. Oh,
okay. What I'm leading with.
Strong, yeah. Strongest.
I mean, what else do you need, sir?
Very strong, very strong.
I'm succinct with it.
So at the end of Eraser, they're trying to run his car over the train track. So the train hits his car and he jukes them out and drives. So it pulls their car in front and they get hit by the train. And Arnold, I believe he says, they say, oh, what happened to those guys? He goes, they caught a train. And that to me, that beats the whole movie of The Rock.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, both very compelling arguments. I'm gonna go with The Rock.
The Rock. It
Sean Connery is too strong. I mean, The Rock.
Okay. The Rock it is. All right.
That's fair. I am impartial, but I will say you made the right decision.
Wow.
Congrats. I'll offer up two moments for an Eraser. There's a CGI alligator that Arnold kicks in the face and says, your luggage.
Yeah.
But there is that's a good part. But he's it doesn't so mean the part in The Rock where Nicolas Cage and the guy are like going around with the knives. And he's like, oh, do you like Elton John? He says, oh, I don't like that easy listening. Well, I just asked because it's you. You're the Rocket Man. And he flips the switch. The rocket hits the guy, sends him off into the San Francisco Bay, and he gets impaled on a fence. Right.
Wow.
That one's I didn't forget you. You're the Rocket Man.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah, that's real good.
That's pretty good.
What, was there another movie called Eraser with homeboy?
Mario Van Peebles?
No. The dude. Okay, so I always forget his name, but he played Robin in one of the Batman movies.
Chris O'Donnell?
John. Oh, I can't think of his name. This is really bad.
Got some fact checkers in here.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. But so that's what I thought Eraser was. I thought it was the movie. So I thought Eraser was this movie
with Arnold. You've never seen?
Wow. But you were popping when I said the thing about the nails coming in and through the house and hit him in the hand. You popped.
Like, no,
you
knew but what in this about. Movie, it's like I think it's like a time travel movie with this dude
Looper.
Looper. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Great movie.
They have like a nail gun thing in there, right? Like the thing.
It's been a while.
Let's move on.
It's Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I knew it started with a J.
Right. Yeah. But that's Eraser and Looper.
That's what we were talking about. So
they both have an ER at the end, but besides that, they're one word.
Yeah, Looper, Eraser. So you understand my confusion. No. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's
go. Did you mean to pick The Rock?
The Rock advances.
I did mean to
pick it's already locked in. I've already written it down. The Rock has advanced. Can't go back. There's no Eraser on this. All right.
Hey, literally now.
Yeah. All right. True Lies versus The Bourne Identity.
Oh,
I love True Lies, dude.
Yeah, I got to go with The Bourne Identity on this one.
Yeah,
Bourne Identity. Yeah.
I'm going to go, it doesn't really matter, but I'm going to go True Lies. I think they blew up a bridge in the Keys that I actually like drove by. So they built like an adjacent bridge or something. I don't know, but I saw this bridge. And so that sticks in my mind. This is like 20, 25 years ago. It doesn't matter, but I'm going True Lies. Arnold, man. Thankfully, Arnold has maybe a dozen movies in the bangers. So he's got some opportunities to stick around, but so far we haven't been too kind.
Also too, like when I think of The Bourne Identity, it's hard for me to think of it as a singular movie. I think of like the story arc that it lends itself to. And it's like, my God.
So wait, are you judging the franchise or are you judging?
I'm not judging the franchise. Like, I don't see another, like, even though they didn't make a True Lies sequel, in my head, like, the movie was wrapped at the end, you know? As where with The Bourne stuff, like, it's open. So it's like, oh my God, I'm left thinking this was a great movie. Oh my God, what's next? So I'm not
left
thinking
about wanting the franchise. More. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll allow it.
All right. Moving forward.
Thank you.
No problem, man. No problem.
Lethal Weapon versus Heat.
Oh. Bruh, I watch Heat is one of my favorite movies of all time. Heat is incredible. Heat is a movie that I have had on my DVR. There's about 10 items I've had on my DVR for like 5-6 years. In fact, I rewatched Heat this morning. It's incredible. The runtime is just under 3 hours. I took some notes. And I know, you know, we'll see what happens in case, you know, Dan wanted us to save. I don't want to give my whole 10-minute spiel on Heat. But I will just run down the cast, not even all of the cast, but some of the cast to you alone to make my argument for Heat. Pacino, De Niro, Val Kilmer, Tom Sizemore, Danny Trejo, Amy Brenneman, who was in Judging Amy, which I really liked as a kid. John Voight with a mullet, man. Ashley Judd, Natalie Portman as a child. Hank Azaria, Tone Loke, Ted Levine, Jeremy Piven, and I miss some more, like the Allstate guy was in it too. It's an incredible movie with a great story. The shootout scene in the streets of LA is incredible. It's incredible. It's gritty. I got so much more, but I'll just leave it at that for now.
I love that you felt the need to say Natalie Portman as a child.
Yes, because that's just let you know, you know what I mean? She was killing it as a young actress too. Just to let you know, that's my piece.
What do you got, Kofi?
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to go with Heat too, because honestly, I was never really a fan. Dare I say it? I was not a fan of Lethal Weapon.
What?
Really? I wasn't a fan, man. And I remember it being like really, really big. And I never got into it like everybody else did. I don't know. It's crazy. It didn't really do it for me. It was cool, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. The weirdest thing about doing this podcast is I feel like we know so much about each other. but there are things on this podcast that have been said that have truly astonished me about the two of you. Like, I am, the only word I can think of is I am flabbergasted. This man said, I'm not really a fan of Lethal Weapon. I've never heard anyone say that before, ever. Yeah. That's wild.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's,
you have your opinion. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't know, man. It's weird to say. It really is. It's weird to say.
Yeah. I bet you money people are tweeting you right now about it.
Yeah. Hurt too. Real hurt. It was, for me, it was a staple of TBS. I don't know if it was like Saturday mornings or afternoons, but it was on TBS all the time. And I loved it. It's great. Yeah. But Heat, to me, is in a category of its own.
And it advances over Lethal Weapon, leading us to the next one, Bad Boys against Bad Boys 2.
What?
Bad Boys 2. That's Bad Boys 2.
Why would you pit them against each other, though, in the first round?
Bad Boys 1, absolutely incredible. Bad Boys 2, though? My God. I just had this conversation yesterday. Bad Boys 2 is far superior. They're both absolutely incredible movies, but the whole scene when dude comes over to take his daughter out on a date and they kind of scare him. Incredible. The whole thing. When he's talking about the fish, big eyes, nice fish.
I will vote for Bad Boys 2.
I will concur with Bad Boys 2 being the better movie as well. It's a good choice.
Same. Unanimous. Unanimous.
All right. Is that the first unanimous one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be the first unanimous one out of both tournaments.
All right. Bad Boys 2 advances. Easy. The Fugitive versus Dirty Harry.
Fugitive.
Yeah, Fugitive for me.
Fugitive.
I'm okay with Fugitive. I'll go Dirty Harry just to be a contrarian. I guess, I don't know, just Eastwood. Didn't he ever, his gun was real long too. I like that.
Yeah, the one.
Okay. Yeah, it just was cool looking. I don't know.
Okay.
Cool looking long.
Right.
With the Wesson.
I feel like my favorite movie that Eastwood is in, what's the one where he's just like, is Gran Torino?
Gran Torino.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's just like, so incredibly racist, but like through his journey, he learns like, hey, I should quit being a sometimes. It's like, okay, I like to see this journey of change.
Good story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The Fugitive advances. Now we're going to have two from the same series again. Is it Fast Five or Fast and Furious 6?
I, for the life of me, cannot tell them apart.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen both, but if forced to pick one, we all know that back in the day, NXT, I don't know if I told you about this, but back in the day, I used to do this thing called the five count. You know what I'm saying? So based on that alone, Fast Five got to be the selection that I run with. Based on that alone, I couldn't tell you the plot differences. I couldn't tell you the differences in cast. I couldn't tell you any other information. But I got to go with Fast Five.
And that means that I am picking whatever the other one is.
Oh, man.
I don't think I've ever seen, fully seen from start to finish a Fast and Furious movie.
None of them.
The only one I've seen is Tokyo Drift. That's not one of these ones, right?
No, that was the third one.
Okay. So we're saying Fast Five and Fast Six?
Five is the one that started, The Rock started in Fast Five. Hobbs did. Six, Jason Statham is the bad guy.
Oh, I like Jason
Five Statham. Ended with the safe going through the streets. I don't know if you remember that at all.
No,
okay.
No.
Which was the one that Roman was in?
Roman was in Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Offshoot.
That's
right.
Little spinoff.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
I enjoyed
that movie.
Six Cove?
Yeah, I'll go with six, I guess. Based on what? Based on the one that I've seen is three, and three times two is six. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I felt bad that I voted down Woods' movie last time.
Good. I felt that. I knew.
You know what? I was hoping in this tournament, I knew there would be pairings where maybe two of us hadn't seen either, but this is horrible. Like, we can't be basic. We have no credibility at all.
There's no base. as soon as I heard Fast and Furious, I tuned out, man. I don't know.
Well, there's only one of them left in the tournament now, so we'll see if it makes it another round.
You know what we should have put in instead of the Fast and Furious? We should have put Chronicles of Riddick.
That counts.
I love that movie.
I hate that movie.
I hate it.
But so the thing about it was actually, so I had heard so much about it and then wasn't, so what was the sequel? Wasn't there a sequel?
Pitch Black was the first one and Chronicles of Riddick was the second one.
So I saw Chronicles of Riddick and then everyone was talking about Pitch Black. This has nothing to do with Chronicles of Riddick, by the way, now that we said this. But someone was talking about like Pitch Black, and I heard all about, oh, Pitch Black is so much better than Pitch Black. And then I went to go see Pitch Black and I didn't like it. I you know what I mean? Especially compared to Chronicles of Riddick, I thought that was actually decent. So now I don't like the series because I went and wasted my time watching Pitch Black. So that's my spiel.
You got to rewatch it, but we got to move on.
Next up, Battle of the Keanus, Speed versus John Wick.
Oh.
I've only seen John Wick 3. I've heard the other two are very good. In fact, Dan told me that 3 was probably the worst of the...
It's really good. It's really good. This isn't a Creed 2 situation where I said it was bad. I didn't say it there either.
Sure, right.
John Wick 3 is great. Maybe the weakest of the three, I'd say.
I guess I'll go Speed for nostalgia's sake. You know, when it dropped, it was a pretty big movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say John Wick.
John Wick. Wow. I have not seen any John Wicks, and I've heard great things about the entire franchise. But for me, Speed, I remember like in middle school, everybody, like that was the movie to see. It was like such an exciting movie and a thrilling movie, you know, them on the bus the whole time and like so many twists and turns, and not because they were driving a bus, but because the plot was thick. You see what I did there? With the twists and turns.
That's horrible.
You see what I did there?
I do have something to say.
So I got to go with Speed.
So, but are you sure? Because the whole basis of John Wick is like, they killed my dog, so now I'm killing everybody. That vindictive, that rage, you know? He's on the offense constantly.
Yeah, it's almost like Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, you know, when he goes mad. I wish I would have heard that before I voted, but the vote is already out.
It's already cast.
Cast it, you know?
I already wrote it down.
I can't reach in the mailbox and grab the letter back out. It's already in the postal.
So you better call them and make sure they got your vote.
Come on now. No politics.
Politics? That's called a follow-up. You go to the doctor for a follow-up, don't you? You better check your mail too.
Speed advances. Next up, we've got Mission Impossible versus Mission Impossible Fallout.
So I will say, of the 6 or so movies that I watched in preparation for this tournament. All of these movies I had never seen, except for Heat, I rewatched in preparation. I watched Mission Impossible Fallout for the first time. I had no idea that it was so good. Dan and I texted back and forth, and he highly encouraged me to watch it. Incredible movie. It's not very campy. So as far as like ridiculous one-liners, it doesn't really give you that. But it's I think, 2.5 hours? And there are no lulls. It's incredible throughout. It's exciting. The story makes sense. It's Tom Cruise at his finest. And I think it's like 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, which obviously 97. Means a whole lot to
me. He did all his stunts, right?
I couldn't vouch for that.
The Mission Impossible stuff he typically does, yeah.
And in Fallout, didn't something weird happen with one of the stunts?
I think it was the motorcycle stunt, maybe. He might have messed up his knee.
Yeah, he got like hurt like real bad, but like finished doing it anyway.
I think his foot dragged or something, and his knee got tweaked or something. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but it was something like that.
My love of Jackie Chan makes me respect anybody who's going to do their own stunts. So I'm going to go with Fallout, because I know like first Mission Impossible, super dope. Fallout just has so much more stuff going on, because obviously they're pushing the envelope. So Fallout.
Yeah. I'll go with Fallout too. I have not seen Fallout, but based on E's recommendation, E texted us the other day, and there was so much just enthusiasm in that text that it really made me want to go see the movie, you know? So I got to go with Fallout as well.
Yeah, I think you told me you were literally standing and clapping at the end of it.
Standing ovation.
I legitimately did.
By yourself.
Alone.
With no shame. You can't shame me for it.
I know because like I'll FaceTime you sometimes and you're sitting just like shirtless playing UFC. I'm like, are you just naked? You're like, no, I'm in my underwear. So I'm imagining it's like you're just standing in your place, just in underwear. Just
precisely. You know me well.
All right, moving to the second half of the traditional division. Here's a big one. Face Off versus Con Air.
God, why'd you put these against each other?
I know.
I'm gonna go with Face Off, man. I thoroughly enjoyed that movie and just the whole concept of, you know, switching your faces and you know what I mean? Like, just that's it. But taking your face off. Wow. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I might go on a limb and say he might not have seen that movie either.
It doesn't sound like it. It's been a long time. I remember liking it. You know, Nicolas Cage looking, you know, but not Nicolas Cage.
Uh-huh. I have to say Con Air. There's many parts in the movie that are incredible, but just the fact that like you have like a bunch of convicted felons in the air and then all hell breaks loose. But the scene where Nicolas Cage gets off of the plane and his hair is blowing in the wind and he's like breathing in the fresh air, for whatever reason, every time I see that, I like piss my pants laughing because it's so ridiculous all the way up to that point.
E?
Man, this is a difficult one for me, mostly because these are two movies I've seen, but once again, like 20 years ago. I will say I did a quick Wikipedia, and one of these movies has Steve Buscemi, John Malkovich, Ving Rhames, Danny Trejo, and Dave Chappelle, amongst others. That movie gets my vote, and that movie is Con Air.
Thank you very much, sir.
This hurts to write down.
No, it doesn't.
What? I played Face Off twice at my wedding. That's my winner of this bracket.
You also got married at Taco Bell.
That is true. It doesn't play into this movie discussion, no. It's a totally normal thing to do. Moving on. What? On Air advances, gentlemen.
Taco Bell done. That's real life.
I bet y'all right now, go Google Dan Reichert Taco Bell. Just look at the pictures. It's incredible.
If you just Google Taco Bell wedding, it'll just default to me if you don't know how to spell my name.
He was the first.
How many people get married there, I guess?
It's honestly gorgeous.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
All right, Roadhouse versus The Expendables. Reminder, Terry Funk is in Roadhouse.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. I was gonna say Roadhouse from the jump. I was disappointed in Expendables when I saw it.
Oh wow.
Because as action packed as it was, I was expecting more action. They had like so many stars. Like I wasn't expecting a plot. I wasn't expecting character development. I was expecting blood, broken bones, and explosions for 2 hours straight and then the credits. And I didn't get that. It was like they're trying to build a story in like a world. And it's like, bruh, y'all are all established. I don't need you to tell me anything. I want to see y'all blow everything up constantly. And they didn't give it to me, which is okay. That's just, those were my expectations that I put on the movie, which maybe I shouldn't have. But it's making me pick Roadhouse.
Oh, wow. I got to go with Expendables for that reason, because I enjoy the character development and stories. And all. This is funny because I feel like we're having like the Breaking Bad conversation, right? Where like, you don't like Breaking Bad because of like it takes a long time to develop the story and everything. So I don't know. I enjoy that. And especially having the all-star cast in there. Yeah, man. Expendables, easy for me.
I have seen Expendables. I have never seen Roadhouse. But Roadhouse has a certain allure, a certain... People talk about it in such a lofty way. And based on reputation alone, I got to go with Roadhouse.
Roadhouse advances.
Fantastic choice.
Thank you. I don't really know what I picked, honestly.
Point Break versus Last Action Hero.
Oh.
Gentlemen,
I'm Last Action Hero.
Same. Last Action Hero.
Based on the game. It was so dope.
Okay.
I mean, I think just based on the, you know, like the parody element of just, you know, superhero action movies and Arnold Schwarzenegger being the guy who's the one, you know what I mean? Who him is the perfect character in there. I don't know.
That's I feel like this is a makeup call for us getting Arnold out of there earlier.
Yeah, Arnold deserves to be in there. Let's make sure he advances at least around.
I mean, well, if we're going to do a makeup for Arnold, let's pick a better Arnold one than Last Action Hero.
There'll be others.
There's more Arnold in the sci-fi category. Okay, for sure.
Arnold going to advance.
I will say, I talked to Dan about this as well. He highly recommended that I watch Point Break, so I'm sure he'll be disappointed that Point Break is out. Also, I remember having a conversation with one Becky Lynch a few years ago about Point Break and the fact that I'd never seen it. So she got me the DVD and I put it in my storage closet. And then when Dan and I had the conversation, I went rummaging through there and I couldn't find it. So I had never seen Point Break, and my vote doesn't matter anyways. So the story was pointless. But you get it anyways. You get what you get. Point Break is my vote. But it doesn't advance.
Last Action Hero advances over Point Break.
Yes. And we got to go back and watch Last Action Hero because it's not like the greatest movie. But I enjoy it.
It's better than most people give it credit for.
Yeah. Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Much smarter and funnier than people give it credit for.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Rambo First Blood Part 2 versus Rambo 2008, kind of Rambo 4.
Have I seen Rambo 2008? Oh, man.
That's the one where he's like a snake wrangler on a river in Thailand.
No, I got to go with First Blood Part 2, man. And this is, again, purely on the nostalgia tip, because this is one of the first movies that I saw as a kid with, like, all the guns and, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, violent action movies, you know what I mean? Where I felt like I was watching something that I wasn't supposed to watch. And Rambo is just a badass, you know what I mean? And who didn't want, you remember the knife that he had, right? Like that, the army knife with the teeth in the back and obviously the blade on the other side. And the compass on the, I think it had a compass on the handle too. That thing was dope. So I remember like trying to buy toys of like knives and looking for that specific knife. So yeah, I got to go. And then tying the headband around too. Like, I don't know, man. Yeah, Rambo, the first one.
I'm going to go with First Blood as well. Because I will say that I enjoyed the newer Rambo. But there's something about the old Rambos where he's like, I don't know, just young Stallone, just like, it's standing in the rain, just like shooting a machine gun, just jacked as hell. Like it's that era that like that is action movies. So I got to go with that.
Fair. That's very fair. This is again, I wish I'd seen, I don't think I've ever seen the more recent Rambo, Rambo 4. I don't think I'd ever seen that one, but yeah, I'll go with Rambo Part 2.
First Blood Part 2 advances. You know, the first Rambo, he only kills one guy and it's kind of by accident. And then you go to 2 and he's just, that's him standing
everybody
there killing everyone. Yeah.
So he had to make up for
one.
Yeah.
All right. Rambo 2 advances. Next up, Die Hard versus Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Must you pit all these movies in the same franchise?
It was intentional.
Mm-hmm. To get them out for the second round.
Yeah, man, going back to the Lethal Weapon argument, I was also not a fan of the Die Hard movie. I know.
John McClane, dude.
Hey, you didn't enjoy them at all? What was it? Really. What didn't do it for you?
I don't know. I just never got into them. Every time like it would come on, either like you know, like NBC or whatever it was in the afternoons, I would just switch that. I would just change the channel, bro. It never gripped me. I just never had any desire to want to see it, you know. And yeah, I just no.
Which have you never seen them?
I've seen like bits and pieces of all of them, or I don't even know which ones I've seen.
So you don't even know about like making fist out of your toes?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that stuff,
man.
I don't even have a coin. I'd flip a coin here. Do people even have coins?
These days?
Say something.
Yeah. Die Hard. What were the choices?
Die Hard or man. Die Hard with a Vengeance, the third one.
Okay, with a Vengeance, because that just sounds more, you know, more vindictive, right?
How dare you?
I don't know, dude.
How dare you?
I'm going to pick the first one because of all of the auxiliary things that go into it. So, you know, trying to make good with his wife, trying to get to the point where he's getting to Christmas, trying to save these people. There's a lot going on. Is it a Christmas movie? Is it not? There's a lot going on. So I'm going to go with the first Die Hard.
I'm going to go with Die Hard with a Vengeance because of Samuel L. Jackson. And there's a line where he says something like, he didn't say, "Hey, Zeus." He said, "Hey, Zeus," as in God of Mount Olympus. Heard of it? Something like that. And it's sampled in a song that I really like by Cannibal Ox. So I'm going to go with that one purely for that reason. That's not a really good reason, but that's my reason. And you get what you get.
With a Vengeance advances. Over Die Hard.
So many people are listening to this. Like, why didn't they at least watch all of these movies before they did this?
At least I try to watch some. You can't, like, watching 64 movies is very hard to do. So, but I watched 6 movies. And what have you done? What have the two of you done since we knew we were doing this?
I put in a bunch of Jackie Chan movies that y'all haven't seen, so you shot them all down to make a different bracket.
Oh, wow.
That's what I did.
This is supposed to be a peaceful.
Next up, Drive. The film Drive versus Crank.
Mm. Crank, I found Crank a little disorienting. The way it was shot and whatnot. They did some cool stuff. And I know, like, I guess it was unique the way it was shot.
Yeah.
But Drive, bruh. Have you seen Drive? Have the two of you seen Drive?
I feel like I've seen it. Yeah.
It's incredible. With Ryan Gosling, he kills it. It's got a really dope aesthetic.
I suppose
he wears that silver jacket with the scorpion on it, but he's just really stoic and just the best. Drive is an incredible movie. Also one of those movies that I've had on my DVR for quite some time. I haven't rewatched it in a long time, but Drive, I highly suggest to anyone, Drive is a phenomenal movie. So my vote is Drive.
Okay, I agree with you that Crank is disorienting at times, but I feel like the way that it puts you in that position of kind of almost feeling like he feels when he gets like juiced up to go do stuff. I really appreciate. I like that a lot. So I'm going to go with Crank, and especially because Jason Statham, I freaking love Jason Statham. Crank is my vote. So it's on to Kofi again.
Well, I was going to say Crank as well, because I'm looking at Drive now and I don't see. I don't think I've seen this. I don't think I've seen this. And for me, Ryan Gosling driving a car is not very appealing to me. So
I dare you.
Come on, man. Look at the cover for the movie. This is compelling. You're going to go watch the movie based on this poster. You see this poster out there, you're going to go watch this.
What's cool about the poster for Crank?
Well, I've seen Crank and I enjoyed Crank.
But again, let me answer this one. The poster for Crank has Jason Statham putting the
say no more.
Of a jump cable in his mouth to get a jump from a car battery. That's the poster.
Look,
the poster for Crank is him in front of some skyscrapers holding a gun while everything is crazily moving behind him. That sounds pretty awesome to me.
I want to see what's going on. I want to see what's moving. I don't want to see, does he have a driving glove on? Does Ryan Gosling have he has a driving glove.
Bro, look at the Rotten Tomatoes. Look at the right. Look at the reviews, man. It's over 90%.
I understand that, but what was Crank at with Rotten Tomatoes?
61%.
61.
Because his butt.
What does that have to do with anything?
In comparison,
I loved it. I loved Crank. I thought the camera angles doing all the shaking cameras, the zooming and all that stuff. I like that.
I did not enjoy it.
He's in the zone. You know what I'm saying?
I just want the two of you to watch Drive at some point in the next week.
I've seen Drive.
And you didn't like it?
No, I like it. I like Crank more.
See?
Okay, well, Kofi.
I think they're both awesome, but I thought I like Crank more. But that's probably because I'm biased to Jason Statham.
Crank advances.
Yeah, it would take a lot to get me to watch Drive.
What?
Well, especially now, just seeing the most.
This is a man who, whenever Die Hard is on, he changes the channel. Lethal Weapon disgusts him. So your opinion in this matter really is kind of out
compel
the window.
Compel me.
It's out the window.
Oh my gosh, sir, my opinion is out the window. Not like this.
You're just
my opinion
off the
is
handle.
My opinion.
His vote counts and Crank advances.
My vote counts. Yes. Yes.
You're a loose cannon.
You're hurling insults, sir.
I'm just saying.
A loose cannon?
Yeah, I think you gotta relax. You gotta get it under control.
You're starting to lose it, man.
Next up, we've got The Raid Redemption versus Taken.
Both great movies. Both are incredible.
Oh,
I love the fact that he's got a specific set of skills. I love the vengeance. I'm a huge fan of vengeance, revenge, all type of stuff. But The Raid and The Raid Redemption specifically, some of the greatest fight choreography that this world has ever seen, and any world has ever seen. And because of that alone, my vote goes to The Raid.
Oh my God. See, like the action scenes and the fight scenes in The Raid are incredible.
So it's a story. Man. So it's a story. Fighting up every floor to get to the big boss. It's a video game.
It is a video game.
Remember? So you remember how when I showed you that roundhouse to catch a super kick?
Yep.
I got that from The Raid.
That's right.
You did that in the match with, was it Jim or Jay?
Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it was clean. I was jealous it wasn't me, but I was glad it was you.
Oh, man. But see, the element is so like Taken, obviously, like, you know, especially like being a family man, like when someone starts messing with your family, you would like to think that you'd go after them. You know what I'm saying? And like, not to say that I would be like a action film, you know, like Liam Neeson, like a star like that. But you, in your mind, you think that you might. You know, you mess with my family, I'm going to come after you and I'm going to talk to you on the phone with a smooth voice. And, you know, oh, man, this is really hard.
A lot of cussing from folks today.
Yeah, so much.
You're going to make the editors work harder today.
You heard that? I whispered.
Yes, you screamed it.
Let him earn his paycheck, man. Come on, let him do his job. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like being at the airport and people don't want to take the moving sidewalk. Get on the moving sidewalk, let the moving sidewalk do his job. Come on now.
That's your parallel?
Yes. Hold on. Wait. Okay. Let me see. Damn it.
In the raid. Remember. Okay, thank you.
The Raid.
Thank you.
The Raid. Oh. Thank you.
Also a family movie. Because he finds out his girl's pregnant and he has to survive to get back and be a father. Mm.
Damn.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, I feel better about it.
I was really hoping, my vote doesn't matter anymore, but I was hoping that you were going to go with Taken because I was going to reply that I don't have a family, so my vote is The Raid. You think I care about that family drama? Try to get your daughter back? Yo, watch what happened. You think that resonates with me? You think I give a single damn about trying to get some family back? Nah, not a one. Not a single damn. I don't care. I do not care.
He said, less responsibility. Cool.
Are they gone? I don't have to feed and clothe them anymore? Pay for their insurance?
Good riddance. That's some extra bills in my back pocket.
Yeah. Thanks, kidnappers. You helped me out.
You did me a favor.
Took a lot off my plate. I appreciate that.
The raid advances. The Raid beats Taken.
For the best and worst reasons possible.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear. Especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
Battle of the Bonds. GoldenEye versus Casino Royale.
It's GoldenEye. It's GoldenEye.
You go, E.
Man, I will say I'm going to go with Casino Royale. I've seen that more recently, and I know GoldenEye has a, you know, people love it. I feel like you're voting GoldenEye based on the N64 game. My thought.
Yes. Okay. Think about this. If a movie's good enough to get a game, and the game is also great, like clearly they're doing something right. The writing is right. The stunts were right. The casting was right. It was right twice. That's how good it was. If they would have made a game for the other movie, for Casino Royale, and we'd be talking about that too, but they didn't because they didn't see as much promise. You know. It didn't hit as hard at the box office.
I don't know if that's what that means, but I guess your vote is your vote.
Check the box office. Check it. Go ahead.
What does that mean?
Check the box office. Opening weekend. Check it.
All right. You want to see what it... Okay. So GoldenEye's box office numbers were $352.1 million.
Mm.
And you want to know what Casino Royales are?
I do.
Give me a moment. I will be looking them up.
I would like to know with inflation as well, because they came out much higher.
$606.1 million. So if you want to use...
But with inflation, sir? With inflation?
If you want to use...
With inflation.
Hold on.
I don't have the math.
Well, then that's a moot point. Then that's a moot point.
It doesn't matter. Let's hear what he has to say.
Because GoldenEye wasn't filmed in the 1890s. Like, it didn't change that vastly over like 10 years, bro.
It could have been filmed in the 1890s. Yeah. It might have been released in the 1990s. You don't know.
People have more disposable income as we move
who's to say
forward through time. You know, it's a different thing. But for what it was at the box office, when we take out inflation, that's probably under 200, you know? So I'm gonna
that's a fair point. You know what? That's actually a really good point. First of all, why isn't Skyfall on here? Skyfall should be on here.
You guys are part of this process?
You guys should be on here.
You should have fought for that.
Yeah.
We picked the movies. That's why it's not on here. Okay. Just asking the question.
It's a great movie.
I'm going to go with GoldenEye because Oddjob was in GoldenEye, right?
No, he was in the game.
Yeah.
Oddjob was in like an old Roger Moore or maybe Connery one.
Okay.
He was in the GoldenEye game. There we go.
He was definitely in the game.
I'm going with GoldenEye. With heavily influenced by the game too. For that same reason with Oddjob and Jaws. And I would pick Oddjob while people pick Jaws in the game and go slappers only and just be topping everybody's shit.
Yep, and that big box office number.
Do you want to know what it is? It's 1.1 billion. Skyfall.
1.1 billion.
Yes.
Again, more disposable income. More disposable income. Inflation.
Inflation from 8 years ago, right? Inflation.
And that is it for the traditional side of the bracket. GoldenEye advances.
Wow.
That means it is time for the sci-fi division.
Okay.
And we will start that with the Terminator. First Terminator versus Aliens.
Why would you do this?
The Terminator.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you already voted?
No, I didn't vote. I was just saying.
I will say the Terminator, you could argue if we did any seeding in this tournament, you know, typically in the NCAA bracket, you would have four number one seeds. I think the Terminator would be the number one seed in its region. Ooh, I think it's the number one seed.
Really?
Terminator is probably might win it all based on
unless
or might get voted out first round.
Yeah.
But Terminator, Aliens is a great movie, but the Terminator?
Bruh, I'm going to go, and this doesn't make sense because we're talking about action films, but I'm going to go with Aliens or Alien.
I was going to say,
it's Aliens, the second one.
See, he didn't know what he's voting for.
I didn't hear what he said. Now, come on. I didn't hear what he said.
Now, the first movie, Alien, is more of a horror movie. The second one is where James Cameron took over very action heavy.
Right. But even still, I think they're... I feel like it's more of a sci-fi movie than, I mean, obviously it's in the sci-fi bracket. I'm going to go with Aliens. Yeah. Aliens.
Woods?
Even though Aliens is fantastic, so much good stuff with the different director, all that. Terminator has to win. Arnold is just the man.
True.
Showing up, give me your bike, give me your clothes, thumbs up. Later on.
And that was two. The clothes, boots, and motorcycle is two.
Oh, it's two?
The clothes, boots, and motorcycle with George Thorogood at the bar, that's all two at the beginning. The first one is the punch, Bill Paxton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. With that in mind, yes, I'm still picking Terminator, yes.
Whoa.
Yes. But I will say that T2 is better than T1, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. But Terminator 1 better than Aliens.
It advances. That's your vote, right? You're locking that in?
Wait, yes, I'm locking it. First Terminator, Arnold does start butt naked, right? And he says, yes, give me your clothes.
When he travels through time, he loses his clothes. He attacks those punks, Bill Paxton, and he's like, oh, wash day, nothing clean, and he takes their clothes. But two is where he does the give me your clothes, your bike, and your motorcycle.
Right. Just checking.
All right, Terminator advances.
He stays naked in those intros.
He does. I mean, look at the man.
Yeah.
Why
wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Remind him now.
You don't work to look good with clothes on, you know?
Speaking of Arnold, next round, Predator versus Escape from New York.
That's easy for me.
Yeah, same.
I'm going to say Predator.
Same.
I haven't seen Escape from New York, but I was told by Dan that I should.
His name's Snake Plissken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Escape from New York is based on him.
Fantastic. Those Escape movies are very good. They're very good. But Predator, when dude is in the jungle to make the sacrifice where he cuts his chest open and you just hear him screaming and you know Predator's tearing his up. First off, I'm like, I think you could have probably got away with the rest of your friends, but I appreciated it. And it made it a lot more intense. And then when he covered himself in mud, like it's
right. We also got Jesse the Body.
Yeah.
Jesse the Body, that's right.
Carl Weathers.
cop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need to get into this.
I was going to say it.
Yes. So we recently got in our group text. This is what, a week or two ago?
Yeah.
So Woods randomly texts us a screen cap of Carl Weathers, his Twitter page, who has blocked him. That was one of the funniest texts with no caption or explanation I've ever seen, because I know how much this man has devoted his life and his career to Carl Weathers, to Apollo Creed, just the love he has for this character and this actor. And Carl Weathers blocked him on Twitter. And I have no, and he has no idea why. He has no idea why.
I've never like added him or anything, I don't think. On anything, I've never like made, I make reference to be like, yeah, Carl is the man. He's still the man. It's Twitter is not a real thing, you know?
He's trying to act like it doesn't hurt. He's trying to act like it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's no big deal. I mean,
no, but see, you made that point. It, I don't know, we can talk about Laser Wolf, right?
Yeah, I guess so. No one said not to. Sure.
Okay. So when we did the voiceovers, I think I played Carl Weathers in one of the episodes. So it, the thought was like, oh, maybe he didn't like my impersonation or something. Maybe he got to hear it and didn't like it and then blocked me. Like,
you got an advanced copy.
I have no clue what happened.
Who knows?
We also postulated that maybe he's heard this whole Son of Creed stuff for so long, and he said, I'll be damned if I have someone claiming to be an illegitimate son. You're blocked. So I think he had enough of that. You're my dad talk. And he
too
said,
much.
This is enough.
No, sir. You cut him off.
This is what's going to happen when you're like in your 50s or 60s, E, and there's some kid who's like, oh, yeah, I'm Big C Langston. And they just have their whole career modeled after yours. You're going to see it. And you're going to go like, no, I got no illegitimate kids. I'm going to block you just like Carl Weathers. Exactly.
I learned this trick from the legendary Carl Weathers. But he blocked it.
That's the man, dude. That's the man. Blocked me all day. He's still the man.
Man.
Predator wins over Escape from New York. Moving on, let's get timely. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome against Mad Max Fury Road.
Thunderdome.
This isn't even close.
This Who isn't even... run Barter Town?
Tina Turner, right?
Yeah. Louder. You run Barter Town. Master Blaster? Master. What?
God.
Master Blaster. The whole, come on, man. And then him with the whistle in there. Oh, boy. We gonna it's already advanced. I don't even want to make my points right now. That's it.
Have you seen Fury Road though? I enjoy Fury Road.
Yes, Fury Road is really good. And actually, I had an interview. I interviewed Charlize Theron.
Yep.
And yeah, she was amazing in it. She was like the leader of like the rebels and whatnot. So you know, she's really really good. The movie was really really good. And you know, upheld the aura of Mad Max, especially in this day and time. But Beyond Thunderdome for me, oh man, there's so much in the movie that was just so memorable. Tina Turner in there just acting her off, you know? Come on, man.
Incredible. And it's made me realize, like Dan said, it was timely. If I don't get to make my return on E's shoulders and we don't get to come out as Master Blaster, why in the hell are we even calling it Thunderdome, you know?
Come on, man.
I got to have that as my comeback.
Try to run Barter Town. Thunderdome, baby. Throw it back. Yes. I almost gave a standing ovation when we got that memo. You know?
Yes.
Said, Thunderdome.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go to work. Let's go to work.
Thunderdome will advance, but E, any thoughts or your vote?
Yeah. I've Fury Road is cool, but Thunderdome.
It advances, and we're moving on to The Matrix versus Demolition Man.
Oh, you can't do those two against each other.
Demolition Man is the reason I have my hair cut this way. Demolition. Also, you guys tried to get me to bleach it blonde for a while, which I cannot pull off.
Can or won't.
Let us announce that your middle name is Simon.
Yes.
Simon E. Nix.
But...
Okay. No, no pop. Okay, cool.
No pop.
Simon Enix. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But Demolition Man and Good Conscience cannot win this one.
Why?
It's not the superior movie, I don't think.
Okay, that's fair. So Demolition Man, I believe it to be like one of the best movies ever. It's so good. The seashells, the high fake high five, the COVID high fives that they do. But The Matrix, I saw that movie 6 times in a row in the theater. With my father. It's one of my fondest memories. And I'll dig into it more because I feel like The Matrix has now won. So I'll say the next round.
The Matrix.
Yeah, easy The Matrix. Matrix, yeah. 100%.
That moves on. I saw that with my father, and as we walked out of the movie in the parking lot, he turned to me and said, "Dan, if anyone in your entire life tells you that that movie made any sense, they are lying to your face."
What? What?
He doesn't like sci-fi.
He was a non-believer. He was a non.
Did you serve him the papers? You divorced your parent?
I tried to explain it to him. He was like, that doesn't make any sense.
He emancipated himself. Was it I think it was the third Matrix where there's like this long soliloquy.
Two has the KFC looking guy, the Colonel Sanders guy at the end explaining The Matrix, and it makes no sense at all.
Oh, yeah.
Two and three make no sense. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The first movie makes sense.
If you watch the Animatrix, it makes perfect sense. And then you go back and watch the movies, you go, got it. This is what they meant. The Animatrix is great.
Well, the first one advances over Demolition Man. Next up, this is a big one. Terminator 2, Judgment Day versus Total Recall.
That's not a big one. That's T2 all day.
It's Arnold versus Arnold.
Yeah, but it's Terminator 2. That's a Terminator 2.
I will say, so this is one of the five movies that I had never seen before, that I watched in preparation for this. And I'm going to say all my notes because I don't feel good about its chances. But Total Recall, I very much enjoyed. There's a line, Arnold has some great quips in this one. Mm-hmm. Arnold says, "Screw you," before he drills a man to death with an actual drill. Arnold says, "Consider that a divorce," immediately after shooting his fake wife. There's a line, "What if this is a dream?" The reply, "Then kiss me quick before you wake up." It's just real cheesy. And last but not least, what was else in my notes? Oh, this is the one that features a lady with three of them things.
What things?
Three, I'm trying to keep it clean. You out here.
Anything.
The audience
three
is watching.
Breasts. Oh. Three breasts, okay, sure, I can say that.
Yes. The scientific term.
It's a very enjoyable movie, and even though I want to root for it because I just recently saw it and recency bias and whatnot, yeah, I guess it's not going to advance because I don't know if I can vote for Total Recall. I enjoyed it.
Damn.
It's a good movie,
yeah.
But it's not Damn. T2.
You know what? I'm on the fence now because I was going to go T2, but then you mentioned the three breasts, and you know how I feel about breastfeeding. So breast milk and breastfeeding, and almost like in an effort to promote breastfeeding and normalize it, I'm going to go with Total Recall.
I don't think she was lactating, though.
I don't think so either.
Well, but she could, theoretically, she could. Not at the moment. Like, you know, people don't lactate all the time. I mean, obviously, so.
Some people do, don't they?
Well, maybe.
All the time?
All the time. Maybe it's like, let's move on.
There's variations.
Terminator 2 advances.
But question, hold on. One side note. So we're almost done breastfeeding with kid number two. And so we've got a bunch of extra milk. And so found a place that will turn breast milk into jewelry.
What?
Yeah. They make like necklaces and rings and stuff.
So are you gonna have your wife's breast milk around your neck?
No, she wants to do it. Like, she wants to make jewelry for herself.
Wow.
I
was actually gonna make a joke. I was gonna, you know, cut you off. Cause what was it? It wasn't Rumpelstiltskin where they sew the thimble into the string into gold or whatever or something.
I don't know.
But you're actually gonna do that with breast.
At first I was like, oh, that's weird. But then it's like, oh, you know.
That's great.
It's like a little reminder. It's kind of cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Because we're on breast milk and moving on.
Terminator 2 advances.
Terminator 2.
Moving on, we've got RoboCop versus Edge of Tomorrow.
Ooh.
I honestly don't even know what Edge of Tomorrow is.
So I'll explain. Edge of Tomorrow is a Tom Cruise movie where there's a huge war going on. And in this war, they're fighting like these alien things. But as Tom Cruise dies, he wakes up essentially at like a save point. If you're playing a video game, right? You wake up at your last checkpoint. And so every time he goes through these like two or three days, it's like a Groundhog Day, but in a war alien action movie. And so he's using the repetitions in the day to get better at the fight because the same exact things happen. So he knows to dodge and duck and shoot this person, shoot that thing. But he has to find some little thing that will allow time to move forward. But if the bad guy who now realizes that this Tom Cruise character keeps coming back into the war and is going to try to find the thing, the bad guy tries to find it as well. So whoever, it's a race to see whoever finds it first as the days keep repeating. It is so well done. At first glance, it's like, oh, this is like a high budget Starship Troopers. But like, dude, first off, Starship Troopers is great. But Edge of Tomorrow is a fantastic, fantastic movie. Action, comedy, romance, like the whole nine. It's so good. So I'm going to pick that.
It sounds pretty good. I don't think I've ever seen it. I think your description was actually very, very nice. But RoboCop, you know what I mean? Cop almost dies, turns into a robot, comes back and is killing people and shooting everybody. So, yes, for me, it's RoboCop.
And Woods, is your vote officially Edge of Tomorrow?
My vote is Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay, that's your vote. Okay.
I will say, after watching Mission Impossible Fallout, I'm on the Tom Cruise bandwagon, Escape from Tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I'll mark you down for Edge of Tomorrow. I'll mark you down for Edge of Tomorrow.
Or, sorry, Escape from Tomorrow. I don't even know the name.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow it is.
Movie. Oh my God. You're gonna vote.
Give me the time. You're out here voting alien when it's aliens.
Bro, don't take that out on me. Don't take that on RoboCop.
What did you say?
Take it out on you. Said that we weren't gonna vote out of spite. And because
that wasn't spite. Oh my God. That wasn't spite. I said because of Tom Cruise. What does that have to do with spite? Just accept it, bruh.
You vote RoboCop out in the first round in the best action movies of all time.
Woods gave
Tomorrow is great.
Hell of a description. He just lured me.
Do you?
That has nothing to do with spite.
Kof, do you remember the movie or the cartoon that used to be on Fox, Exo Squad?
No.
Dang. What did you do? Come on, bro. Well, I can't make that comparison.
Whatever that Tom Cruise movie was, that's the one.
It was Vanilla Sky.
They just put RoboCop in Vanilla Sky. Tax apart!
That was a good movie, too.
It was a good movie.
God. Jerry Maguire it is.
Well, Edge of Tomorrow or Escape first, of Tomorrow beats RoboCop.
And Top Gun.
First advances
of the tournament. This is something else.
Next up, The Running Man.
They just
Man.
Put RoboCop in Mortal Kombat.
Sir, we're done.
They just put RoboCop in Mortal Kombat, bro.
Congrats to them. He's great. It's fantastic.
What are we doing?
We're done.
The Running Man versus Dredd. Now, keep in mind, this is the newer one, not the old bad Stallone one.
What do you mean the bad Stallone
one? Oh, easy, bro.
When I saw that it said just Dredd on the list, I was like, he clearly means like Judge Dredd, because he wouldn't put Dredd as Judge or not.
No, the new one. If you like the Raid Redemption, you would love the new Dredd.
Oh, I like the new Dredd a lot. But dude, that's that scene where they have the robot rip both that guy's arms off at the same time and his body drop. Anyway, sorry, it's not in the running.
Sir, what say you?
I'm thinking. You guys can go as well.
Do you know what the other movie was?
The Running Man versus Dredd.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger is the Running Man.
I have not seen Dredd, despite your glowing synopsis. And that means I will go with the Running Man because I have seen that. And it has Arnold. And the premise of, what is it? They're like a bunch of prisoners.
It's a game show in the future. Yeah. Right. And you can fight for your freedom,
hell of
basically.
Hell
of a movie. Ventura in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Running Man too.
Yeah.
Is that unanimous?
Unanimous.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's a uni.
All right. The final one in the sci-fi bracket. The Fifth Element versus Independence Day.
Oh.
The Fifth Element is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's incredible. It's entertaining. It's comedic. It has heart when you need it. Bruce Willis. Chris Tucker, the Corbin stuff.
Corbin! Yes. Hot!
God.
It's an incredible movie.
Yeah.
One that brings me a lot of joy. Independence Day is...
Will Smith killing it.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Great presidential speech.
Yeah. You know,
battle with the aliens.
The aliens coming, taking over.
The White House gets blown up. Like, that's absurd.
What a scene.
A scene to blow up the White House in a movie at the time. It's incredible. Like,
such detail.
Doing that.
Yeah. The computer graphics. Oh, ahead of its time.
Oh, also, how could I leave out the fact, simply, that it's not the first element. It's not the second, third, or fourth element. It's the fifth element. Case closed. That's my vote.
Independence Day for me. It's not even close.
Disgusting.
It's not even close.
Woods, is that Fifth Element for you?
You put him in a spot. He can't vote for it. He's looking down.
You have to say the word.
We said
Bruce Willis. You have to say it.
We said no spite.
Don't do this to hurt me, man.
Ooh, this will be really interesting. If you can see the look on his face right now, he's just looking down. He doesn't want to make the decision. He wants to pick the Fifth Element, but he doesn't want to put E and his five gimmick over. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to really go with the movie that Bruce Willis is in.
Thank you. Wow. I'll accept that. I'll accept that.
That's
but it's mainly because of Chris Tucker. That character.
Amazing.
It's incredible. Like, remember I did my hair like that?
I was about to say, you did with the cylinder on the top of your head.
Same exact thing, spray painted pink, and then somebody saw it, and they went and told somebody else. Mm. And somebody else said, you're going to do that tonight? It's a little much. Oh, we're on in like an hour. It's like,
so take it out.
Plenty of time.
That hurt. That hurt so bad.
How long did it take you to put it in too? It was a long time. You came in early, I remember.
It was like 10 hours altogether.
That's horrible.
And took it out in 10 minutes.
Not like this. I think we got like a social media picture of it though, didn't we?
I took one, of course. I took one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then we just turned it as you're not good enough to get a hairdo tonight, but inside I was just crying.
It hurt him.
Dying on the inside.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Moving on to the martial arts bracket.
Let's do it.
We've
got two mini divisions here to close out the first episode. It's going to be 8 and 8. The first 8 is martial arts, starting with Bloodsport versus Enter the Dragon.
Why would you do that?
That's not where they fell on the bracket.
This could be the finals, dude.
That's terrible booking.
What are you doing?
It's just the science of the bracket.
Why would you do that?
It's just the facts. Horrible booking.
Oh my God. The integrity of the bracket, bro. Yeah, this is the finals of the martial arts.
Says it right there. Bloodsport under the dragon.
First round?
Says it right there, like you didn't type it up.
Right. I just opened a file and that's what it said.
Some invisible force put this together. I had no control.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Dan, we have to continue to be ourselves after this in like real life. Like the decision that we make now is going to skew the way people look at us for the rest of our lives.
This is recorded and put out publicly, yes.
Oh, I'm sick. I'm sick in my stomach. I'm nauseous right now, dude.
Can I ask a question? Are there any other Bruce Lee movies on the list?
No.
No.
Are there other Van Damme movies on the list?
No.
No.
Oh my God.
Wow.
No.
This is a tough one. I want to say what I have more of an attachment to is Bloodsport.
Yeah.
But is it a better movie than Enter the Dragon?
Dude, because like Enter the Dragon, so this is when we're going to have to sit and debate. So Bloodsport, incredible, and we'll get into it. But like Enter the Dragon has so many different things. So we got Bruce Lee, we got Jim Kelly, we got I don't remember his name, the main bad guy that Bruce Lee kills when that big fight breaks out, when he does that the double stomp and the slow motion. And like, dude, there's... Enter the Dragon is such a good movie, but I think there more fighting in Bloodsport? John Saxon, yeah.
Maybe technically, because literally, I mean, almost every scene is a training scene or a fight scene.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie Chan is in Enter the Dragon?
Probably doing some stunt work.
I just looked it up.
Background stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Jackie Chan is in a lot of Bruce Lee stuff. That's one of the ways that he got found, is doing a stunt for Bruce Lee that nobody wanted to do. And he did it multiple times. And Bruce Lee was like, oh, dope. And so people were like, hey, you could be the new Bruce Lee. And they did the new Fist of Fury. It was like, okay. But then once they let Jackie Chan go into the comedy stuff, that he wasn't like the next Bruce Lee, he was his own man, Jackie Chan, then he blew up like crazy. Mm. Jackie Chan's fantastic. Oh, here we go. John Saxon accidentally got knocked out by Bruce Lee during filming of Enter the Dragon.
Wow.
Stiff worker.
You got to lay it in.
Oh, sorry. Not Jackson. Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. Did,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm, that's bad booking.
I feel like we're not going to make a decision anytime soon if someone doesn't start the ball rolling. I am more closely, like I said, I want this. My heart says Bloodsport, but my brain says I got to go with Enter the Dragon. That's my vote.
Oh, my God. There's so many elements of Bloodsport that are... just the Enter the Dragon has this too, but the climb, right? So him, you know, breaking the bottom brick, you know what I'm saying?
The sand in the eyes.
The sand, that's what I mean. Like the sand in the eyes, the grabbing the ref with the insanely silk outfit on. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Grabbing the good fabric on this.
The broken glass.
Drops the mid in and grabs it again.
Bruh, you break my record, now I break you.
Break y'all.
Just like I break your friend. He points down at it. Dude. Frank Duke. God, the friendship between. Oh my God, bro. Ooh.
So it's okay. All of that. And then what is it? What does Brucey say to the kid at the beginning when he's standing next to the tree? That speech he gives him?
Can't recall.
And see, this is the thing. Like, I know it's iconic, but it's not in my soul. Yeah. Like, Bloodsport's in my soul.
Yeah. And then for me too, especially like, you know, growing up and being a martial arts fan, like seeing all the different styles in Bloodsport, like the one dude who was like the monkey, you know what I'm saying? Like doing like the monkey style.
I have a vote.
Okay.
Bloodsport.
Wow.
Down to Kofi now.
Oh my God. What have I done?
How am I supposed to vote against Bruce Lee?
I know.
Why? I cannot believe you did this, Dan. Shame on
the bracket. I'm just reading the bracket.
You should be ashamed of yourself for putting these two in the first round. This is a misseeding. It's disgusting. It's deplorable. These are why you have these nicknames. it's doo-doo, Dan. It's doo-doo. Bloodsport! Ah!
Mm-hmm. Oh! Bruce Lee's one movie is now not in the bracket.
Oh, my God!
For all the people, you're going to get an influx of hatred, at least I hope.
Kofi has just voted Bruce Lee out of the bracket.
No!
Enter the Dragon, too.
The outfits, the jumpsuit.
A seminal movie.
It was on Kofi.
I'm sick.
Yeah, Kofi got rid of Bruce Lee.
Okay. That's on Kofi.
Moving on. It was all his decision.
I only picked that to put Kofi in that position to see how he would react, thinking that he would obviously advance Enter the Dragon, but...
Bloodsport is not a better movie than Enter the Dragon.
But it advances. It moves on, and we move on to the next round. Riccio, the story of Ricky versus Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Riccio, baby. Easy.
If I may, this is also on the list of movies that I watched to prepare for this tournament, and I took some notes. I was not prepared for how absurd Riccio was. Like the first 15 minutes or so, I was like, okay, this is going to be kind of campy, but a little like gory, whatever. But the next hour and change, it gets more and more ridiculous. One note I took, the villain, Oscar, slices himself open so he can pull out his digestive tract to strangle Ricky with it.
Yeah.
At first, I thought, oh, he just had enough of this, so I'm going to go see my mama in the sky. But no, he takes a blade and rips through the bottom part of his torso so he could pull out his intestines and try to strangle this man. Also, Oscar's back skin was flayed off of his back and hung on a wall after he died. His whole back skin was hung on a wall.
Like a jersey. Like they're...
yes.
Like when you hang up in the rafters. You know what I mean? You retired him. There's also a point where one of the villains comes out of like a sewer grate or something, and he jumps out of it and kicks a dog to death for no reason. He's jumping. And I think he like kicks a hole through this dog. So there's just a lot of... if you haven't seen Riccio, he has like the power to... He can just punch through people's bodies. And also the final scene with the main villain, the warden, where he just suddenly becomes a monster, is so ridiculous. He looks so absurd. And he dies via meat grinder. Yes. He gets hit with this big meat grinder. It's so ridiculous. And you could tell like, oh, I almost forgot my favorite scene. Was Riccio's girlfriend. These bad guys, they got a hold of her. And so she is able to escape from the little lair, and she runs like up to the roof of the building, and she's running away, and she just runs off the building to the ground. She just runs off, but when you see her body hit the ground, she dies. When you see her hit the ground, it's so clearly
not a human. It's so clear. A mannequin or whatever they used. This is easily the most ridiculous movie on the list. It's so absurd. But right now, there are tears in my eyes. And when I watched this scene, I had tears in my eyes as well. And I went back and I rewound it many times. And it got more and more funny. Riccio is the most, it's brought me so much joy in a way I never imagined. So quite clearly, my vote, ladies and gentlemen, is Riccio.
Thank you.
Yes, the story of Ricky.
Thank you.
I guess there's no point, but and especially like after hearing your glowing review of it now, you kind of swayed me. I was just going to talk about the cinematography and the fight scenes and the a whole bunch of other stuff that is not nearly as entertaining as what you just said. Yeah. So I'll also go with Riccio.
Riccio advances.
For people who haven't seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, it's a lot of like flying through trees and stuff. So like Riccio like took that same concept of like, oh, we now just have powers now. And they took it to like the Tim and Eric level.
And some amazing practical effects on the gore too. Just people's heads getting smashed and
Yeah. The thing about Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, though, is that, like, so I'm a big, like, martial arts connoisseur. I look, the Five Deadly Venoms and a lot of older stuff. A lot of stuff that you hear on, like, the Wu-Tang albums, like the outtakes. It was, like, bringing those movies to, like, mainstream. So seeing them do all of that crazy stuff and everybody's like, oh, this is, like, new. It's like, no, they've been doing it. But it was done in such a way that was just, like, shot beautifully for the time and, you know, but Riccio.
All right, moving on. Police Story versus The Karate Kid.
Come on, man.
There's absolutely nothing I can do this way, so go ahead.
We had a discussion earlier. Dan has seen pretty much every movie on this list, except for somehow, I don't know how, but somehow you haven't seen The Karate Kid.
No.
Which we're all in our mid-30s. I don't know how you missed it. It's a huge, I feel like it's a very massive part of at least our childhoods, at least at one point. I got to go. I haven't even seen Police Story, and I feel bad because I don't want to vote out of spite. This isn't out of spite, Woods. I know you love this movie.
It's okay.
And would you like to at least make your case for it?
Here, okay. Let's hear him out. So I think there's. I don't think there's anything that I can say to sway you away from Karate Kid. But I would say that the most impressive thing that happens is there's a stunt in this movie where he's at a mall. And he is like on the top level of the mall. And in order to get down to where the bad guy is below, he's got a huge start on him. Jackie Chan just dives into like a slew of Christmas lights and allows his body to just be pulled by gravity through all of this stuff and all of these explosions and hits the ground and then keeps running. So like the fact that it's not a CGI thing, the fact that it's just this one man through this whole fight scene kicking everybody's wanting to get this bad guy. He jumps from the top floor of the mall through an installation that he doesn't know if it's going to hold him. He doesn't know if he's going to die, if he's going to live. He had to do this multiple times to the ground floor. And it's not like, oh, cut. It's do this and then run and then do another fight scene. Like, it's incredible. And I will say that in Police Story, the biggest difference between Karate Kid and Police Story is that in Karate Kid, Daniel LaRusso never learns how to fight, ever. Even by the third Karate Kid, he still doesn't know how to fight. He never gains that confidence of like, oh, I understand how what my fist and my feet do. I understand that I've got hand-eye coordination. He never at one point throughout the whole trilogy understands that. In Police Story, he's got it.
Very compelling. I would argue that it's Danny LaRusso has the heart of a lion. He just wants to get better. You know, you never have all the answers. You know, you never quite learn how to fight all the way. I'm going with Karate Kid, obviously. The Halloween costumes, bro. I mean, come on, man. How many people have you seen dress up in all like the skeletons? Like that they, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking to a guy over here talking about Halloween costumes.
Yes, I'm talking about the influence on pop culture. I mean, come on now, Police Story. I mean, you know, I don't see one Halloween costume for Police Story.
When you say Halloween costume, do you mean a gi and a bandana?
A gi and a bandana.
Like any other thing in pop culture.
But then you also have like this when they dress up as the skeletons, people dress up as that all the time. People dress up as Mr. Miyagi. You know, they put the lampshade on.
Who have you seen dressed as Mr. Miyagi?
Back in the day, bro. A lot of people dress up as Mr. Miyagi. Well, I don't know where did y'all live?
Apparently not where you
did. We weren't allowed to go trick-or-treating, as I've told you many times. So you don't need to bring bad memories. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you see what you're doing to eat? You're bringing a bad subject on purpose. They're hurting. Yeah.
It was the devil's night in my house. We don't mess with all that. Either we didn't do.
Karate Kid.
Anyways.
Easy.
Kofi is Karate Kid. Woods, were you officially Police Story?
100% Police Story.
Okay, and E?
Karate Kid, Dan. Come on,
Karate
Dan.
Kid. Okay, Karate Kid advances. Excellent. The final martial arts matchup, Mortal Kombat versus The Last Dragon.
Oh, what? Dan, what the hell's wrong with
what
you?
What are you doing? There are so many movies in here that you could have just paired up.
I'm reading the title.
And you could have gotten the right movies in the second round.
Those are the words I see. Those are the words on the paper.
What is wrong with you?
It's just the bracket.
So rather than putting, oh my God.
I have no control over this.
So you knowing that they're not going to vote with me on Police Story, put it against Karate Kid rather than putting one of these movies against Police Story, Dan.
We had 8 martial arts films. They fell as they may, and they wound up on the bracket. It's just the science.
You picked them so we would do this because you think it's funny. You think it's a good clip for social to see us argue about it.
No, not at all.
I'll say we all met Timac.
We did.
What a nice man. The Last Dragon in our community, you know, is much heralded. It's a cult classic. And I'll be damned if I am going to be a part of voting this movie out in the first round. So my vote is Timac. It's show enough. It's The Last Dragon.
That's one vote. Woods and Kofi.
Get to it.
Listen, Mortal Kombat was one of my favorite movies of all time. But again, considering the fact that we have an obligation to the people. I got to vote Last Dragon. I can't vote it out, dude. Catching bullets with his teeth?
Yeah. I'm in the same boat with Mortal Kombat, man, because I feel like this was the movie, like, you know, you always wanted these games to become movies, right? And then Mortal Kombat comes out and it's so good. It's so good. You know what I mean? And the soundtrack. Mm. Come on, man.
The Revolution.
Yeah. The main Mortal Kombat song, the song when the Reptile song. Down, 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 down.
Dude, Goro's.
Goro, dun, 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 dun. There's a lot of like death metal in there, which I never thought I'd listen to.
Yes, I was about to talk about Art Lean. You remember Art Lean?
Yeah.
Johnny Cage's friend, the black dude. Right. He got a name. He was on the island with everybody, but we never heard his story. Where's the Art Lean movie? How have we not had an Art Lean movie? This man by himself, without Raiden's help, without anybody's help, was good enough to fight Goro. That means he was the Earth Realm where we had no losses. That's why he got to fight Goro so early. And we don't talk about Art Lean, but again, so whatever, go ahead. Pick.
Mortal men and women defending their own world. It's not about death, it's about life. Mortal Kombat, oh my God. And oh, Sub-Zero, oh. Yeah, I guess I can't vote against The Last Dragon. I don't know why I don't feel good about it. Last Dragon, man.
It's unanimous. Last Dragon advances.
Why did you do that, Dan? Why did you make us choose?
Fellas, I'm just objective, just reading paper. I'm just reading words into a microphone that I see on a paper. I had nothing to do with this.
Don't go in there, Sonya! Sonya! Sonya!
Moving on to the grab bag, the final 8 movie division here. Kind of a mix and match of different genres here. First up, Big Trouble in Little China versus Commando.
Ooh, Commando was also one of the movies that I watched. And once again, I took some notes. And I would like to read those notes, if I may. May I?
Yes, please. Please.
Thank please.
You. One of the quotes from Arnold is, "Don't disturb my friend, he's dead tired." And this is after he kills one of the villains who's sitting next to him on a plane. They have an 11-hour trip. Somehow, as this plane is like taxiing, he kills this man, snaps his neck, of course. Then like Weekend to Bernie style, puts like a hat and coat over him and tells the stewardess this line, "Don't disturb my friend, he's dead tired," because he's dead. You get it? So he somehow gets off this plane as it's taxiing, finds a way to like through the bathroom, burrows through the bottom of like the wheel well and gets off this plane anyways. And then he kills buku people, which means a lot of people after that. Another line, Arnold, one of my favorites, he F5s a phone booth. So he takes his phone booth, rips it out of the ground, puts it in a fireman's carry, and then F5s it with a henchman in it. And my favorite scene in the whole movie is, so he's in a shed and there's a bunch of bad guys around trying to kill him. So he busts out of the shed and within no more than 10 seconds, probably closer to about like 5 seconds, not doing my gimmick, just saying. So he as the door opens, he takes a pitchfork in the shed, kills a man, takes 2 buzzsaws, the blades, and kills 2 men at once by throwing them at them
And then he takes a machete and he hacks a man's arm off all within mere seconds. It was beautiful. I loved it. Also, Arnold is so strong, apparently, that he throws a pipe. He takes his big pipe and throws it through a man's torso and kills him. Like javelin style. He just imagine being that strong that you could take a big pipe and throw it through someone's chest in their body and kill them.
You'll appreciate some strength.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I think it's very clear where my vote goes here. It is Commando. Also, his name is John Matrix. That's a great name.
Also, don't forget the line after he throws the pipe through his chest.
Oh, what was the line again?
Let off some steam, Bennett. steam is shooting out of the pipe.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's what makes action movies.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. So that's a vote for Commando.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't, you know, obviously seen Commando in a long time, but Big Trouble in Little China for me was one of the movies that would come on and I would leave on. I would not change the channel. And the poster is pretty dope.
It is a dope poster.
And iconic too. Like, I feel like a lot of people have that poster just kind of hanging up. So based on the poster, I'm going to go with Big Trouble in Little China.
Also a big inspiration for Mortal Kombat and the Raiden character.
Mm-hmm. True.
All right, Woods.
Big Trouble in Little China is absolutely fantastic, but it is not beaten Commando as far as an action movie goes. There's a lot of different elements of Big Trouble in Little China, but so much more action in Commando. So I feel like as far as the best action movie goes, it is a far better action movie than Big Trouble in Little China.
Commando advances. A few matchups left, starting with Highlander versus the Warriors.
Is the Warriors not overrated?
No, it is not.
Really?
All.
Dude, okay, maybe I need to go like watch it back.
Dude, the whole first scene of the main bad guy gathering all the gangs in the city, telling them to come together and they can take over and hitting that, can you dig it? And then old boy shooting them, blaming it on the Warriors. Now the Warriors, just like a video game, a la The Raid, have to now fight through each of the sectors of town with the different gangs. We got the baseball Furies. Was there one, the Lizzies? There was one where it was like an all female gang and they had lured them in and they were going to try to kill them. But like they had to fight through everybody and to get back to their area. And the whole time, the one guy who shot the big boss is waiting for him at the end. He's got the beer bottles on his hands, clinking them together.
Warriors, come out to play.
Some trivia. That guy is Sully from Commando. Remember Sully? Oh. I promise I'd kill you last.
Wow. Also, there was a Warriors video game when we were in college. Mm-hmm. Well, Kofi was not in college because he
was back working.
Say what?
Because he grown. Because you were grown.
I mean, I was still learning, though. I was still learning things.
You were, right. Yeah. The Warriors video game, I thought was pretty good. Yep. I will say as well, this Highlander was one of the movies that on my list from that I saw and never seen before. And Highlander has Sean Connery in it, who you know I love. But honestly, as I told Dan, I texted Dan this, Highlander, kind of butt, kind of cheeks.
Kind of butt.
It's kind of cheeks.
See, I can't even argue because I feel like I haven't seen it in so long, but I remember like really liking it and the fact that it just has such a, you know, just a, I don't know, I feel like it has a positive reputation to it. And the fact that there can be only one and trying to, you know.
You like the later Highlanders.
Oh, yeah.
The first Highlander is like okay, I understand the process. But then it's, I think really? It's like the third one that's like, much better than the first one, but still like, okay.
And the lead actor is like a little weird looking. I don't know. He's just not that likable.
Wow.
What?
The lead actor is
just judging the book by its cover?
I'm just saying there isn't a lot for me to sink my teeth. And I get the premise.
If he was better looking, it would sway you more towards the vote?
Yes.
If he was hot, you'd like the movie more?
Maybe. Yeah. Why do you think I'm so pro Arnold? You know?
He's hot.
He's just sexy. He's so sexy.
Yeah. Yes. Also in Commando, there's this point too where he's about to kill a bunch of people and he comes out of his little boat and he's just wearing a Speedo. And my God, what a man.
Sir.
What? Look, I'm very secure in my sexuality where I can 100%. Say that Arnold had, you know, I have no issues whatsoever. That's on you.
Body guys.
Highlander.
Yeah, no issues. No issues.
Highlander really is, I did not.
Really?
It's an okay movie. The premise, I understand. But the movie itself, I don't think, it's not better than Warriors.
Okay, well, I'll go with Warriors definitely. Then. I'll go with Warriors. You couldn't dissuade me.
For some reason, when you said the thing about Arnold and the Speedo, I immediately thought about the scene in White Chicks where Terry Crews comes out onto the beach wearing just a Speedo, walking around, talking to people.
Oh, yes.
The Warriors advances. Two more matchups in this episode. We've got Kill Bill versus Beverly Hills Cop.
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and just say Kill Bill. To me, this might be one of my favorite movies of all time. I know we're not voting on like series or anything like that, but the pieces that were tied together, to me, the story was great. The martial arts scenes were awesome. The whole story of the bride coming back pretty much from the dead and the way she came back, having to one-inch punch her way out of, you know what I'm saying? Like the casket and stuff, getting shot in the head, coming back to take revenge on the person who she loved and thought that she was going to spend the rest of her life with. To me, this is, I don't know, this is it. This is it. And then also like the Bruce Lee elements, you know, her I don't know if that was one or two, but Uma Thurman wearing the like the Bruce Lee style jumpsuit and the shoes and everything and Ode. That was one, right?
That was at the end of one, yeah.
Ode to Bruce Lee, being that we did vote him out of the tournament. At least we got to get some elements of Bruce Lee back in here. Uma Thurman was amazing with the sword, you know, the fight scene. I don't know. Kill Bill, man. And then the soundtrack, bro. The soundtrack. Don't make me be misunderstood. Come on, man. Kill Bill. Easy for me. This might be my number one. Spoiler alert. This might be my number one.
So Beverly Hills Cop, I fondly remember from TBS and whatnot. I would be on in syndication often, or just be on like channels like TBS or TNT. Was this one of the movies that when it came on, you would just skip through? Do you have no love for Beverly Hills Cop?
It was okay. It was okay. I wouldn't skip through it, but I wouldn't go out of my way to like watch it.
Do you not care for Eddie Murphy?
No, I care deeply for Eddie Murphy. I care deeply. I care
trying to find the root of the problem.
I love it. I love the soundtrack.
How do you feel about
Eddie Digger? One of the most iconic songs in the 80s, you know? That's Beverly Hills Cop, you know? So yeah, I don't know. I can't vote against Kill Bill. Not for Eddie Murphy. I'm sorry.
That's one vote for Kill Bill.
I'm going to have to go Kill Bill as well. I do like Beverly Hills Cop, but I found myself whenever I see Beverly Hills Cop, it just makes me wish that I was watching The Golden Child.
That should have been on here too.
And so for that reason, like if I can't watch a movie and just enjoy the movie for what it is, then I feel like I can't vote for it. So I'm going to go Kill Bill.
My vote doesn't matter here, but I do enjoy Tarantino flicks. And this is one of his better ones. Oh, yeah. I'll go Kill Bill just for the sake of unity.
Come on, baby. Mm-hmm. Come on, baby. Has anyone seen Beverly Hills Cop recently? Does it still hold up?
I haven't seen it in another one. I haven't seen it since I was a teenager.
I get the sense that it wouldn't hold up for some reason. I don't know. Maybe that's not a fair assumption.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
No.
It's not fair.
Okay. Be fair.
How dare you?
Yeah. It is unanimous. Kill Bill advances. Leading us to our final matchup of round one, Raiders of the Lost Ark versus Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Mm.
Which one has the monkey brains?
Temple of Doom, the second one. Temple That's not on here.
Oh.
You couldn't have put either of these movies against the hardships that you put us in? You couldn't have put this?
We've got to knock out an indie? These are the two best indies?
Why?
You can knock out both of them for me. I am messing with indie.
Wow. What's your mind, man?
What's your issue with Indy?
No, I don't have an issue with Indy, but I like a bunch of the other movies that were previously said way far more than Indiana Jones.
Spiteful, sounding very spiteful.
It's not spiteful. How spiteful towards who?
Towards the tournament.
How? What?
I don't know.
I don't either.
You got to vote. You got to vote.
Yeah,
man.
You got to play the game.
They didn't put themselves in this position.
Y'all can vote first.
Play to win the game.
That's why you play the game. I don't know the difference between the two movies.
Okay, I'll tell you this.
How you gonna come at me?
How you gonna come at me? One of them had Sean Connery in its Last Crusade.
Ooh, that's my vote.
Indiana Jones' father.
That's my vote.
His daddy. Was that the one where he escapes the temple and he like reaches in and grabs his hat and then pulls it in?
That's Raiders. So the boulder, the whole thing with the idol and everything. That's Raiders.
Which one is the one where the guy does all the crazy karate stuff and then he just
Raiders.
Shoots it?
Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah.
And Raiders is Sean Connery as well?
No. Last Crusade is the third one. That's Sean Connery.
Yeah, I got to go with Raiders, man. The iconic scenes in that. The boulder, man. Come on, man.
The Holy Grail is Last Crusade.
I'm gonna go with the shoot the guy one.
Okay, Raiders. It is
Raiders.
I don't think it matters much because Indy's getting out of here. Second round.
He's out.
Yeah, it's against Kill Bill. It's against Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah. He's done.
Come on.
All right.
You know what I've realized in this tournament is that we are highly unqualified to do this.
Extremely.
That's my takeaway.
Extremely. Extremely. Like, I love that E was able to take the time to watch some of these movies, and it makes me feel like, man, I really wish I would have had the chance to, like, watch some of these movies again, like, in recent memory. Because the ones that I do remember, I have, like, the fond memories of, but I can't, like, go into, like, deep detail about stuff. Right. I'm like, dang, we should have just done this in, like, 4 or 5 months and actually watched all these movies and taking notes.
That is,
but in all fairness, I mean, the ones that make you, you know, that resonate with you and you feel a certain way about, even if you've watched them a long time, like, that says something about the strength of the movie. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to our ramblings. The next episode is, we will, since we've whittled down this list, we've gone through the first round, we're going to somehow agree on the greatest action movie of all time, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss part two. If you enjoyed what you heard, even if you didn't, use the hashtag New Day Pod to tell us what you like or what you hated. Regardless, keep the conversation going on the socials. Make sure that you are listening to this podcast every week, which hopefully you're already subscribed, so you're doing that on the regular. Make sure you tell your friends to search The New Day wherever they listen to their podcast and click subscribe so they get that automatic download every Monday. Helps your boys out. Appreciate you. Tell them how good this was and tell them how much you love it. You can catch me on the internet at Xavier Woods, PhD.
Mm-hmm. You can catch me on the Twitter at True Kofi and on the Instagram at The True Kofi. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you when we finish up this bracket next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.